Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back. One of my favorite bands, 17 Till. By the way, that's Peg. If you want to know what song that is. 17 Till the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on. If you're frightened about something or you're excited about something, challenge your opportunity. Your startup, you're growing, or you're getting rid of your business, wherever you are on that time continuum, we've got something that you can read or listen to or watch there. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Brad Huskin has deposited with us over the last almost 16 years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust, so you can go find out all the things he's taught us. Much of it is evergreen. If it was valid 10 years ago, it's probably still pretty useful today. So all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Brad, thanks again for hanging out with us. He's the founder of IASTraining.com, a great online resource for training your salespeople. Brad, you've been telling us about these silver bullets, these goal-setting silver bullets. You gave us the first one in the previous segment on training. What's the second one?
The second would be accountability structure. And I'll just say a couple things about that. And the number one reason I see businesses fail or individuals fail or not reach their maximum potential is because they're managed based on opinions, not based on facts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the biggest mistakes that business owners make is managing their business based on their opinions.
What does that look like when opinions pop up instead of the facts, and people try to use that as a defense? What does that sound like? What does that look like?
Well, the simplest example I can give you is, you know, I work with a lot of retailers,
mm-hmm.
and traditionally, when a retail business is running down, the owners do one of two things. They either double their advertising budget or they cancel their advertising budget. You know, it's historical.
That's called lurching or knee-jerk, right?
Exactly. And I had a situation where a guy cancels his advertising budget, and looking at the numbers and the facts, his traffic is down, so he should be doubling his advertising budget, not canceling his advertising budget.
Right.
So without the factual information where you don't know specifically what you need to do, then in all likelihood you're going to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, same thing goes for when dealing with people as well. If you just say to somebody you need them to do better, you need them to sell more, or get out there and you need to call on more customers, and you need to make more presentations, that does nothing to help that person get better,
mm-hmm.
because we're working on a result and not the actions that cause the result.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a full accountability.
I hate it when I hear excuses.
Yes.
Excuses. Indeed. I have an excuse antenna. And that the moment, before the thing's all the way out of their mouth, I hear the excuse. I pick it up as an excuse.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
excuses are for losers.
Exactly. And everybody has one.
Yeah.
They're like noses.
Yeah. And belly buttons. Exactly right. So, all right. Exactly. Accountability is number two. What's number three?
I would say it is what you said earlier, actually, is non-negotiable standards.
Non-negotiable.
And that's where it comes to sales, it comes to operations, it comes to customer service. There have got to be a set of non-negotiable standards within an organization. And, you know, we talked about it last time I was on the show. For one of my employees to say not a problem to one of my customers for making a purchase is just totally and completely
that makes me want to bring out the lash.
Exactly.
Brad.
And that's where it's got to be non-negotiable. They actually sincerely thank the customer and invite him back.
Can I tell you a story about that?
Sure.
I go to a little restaurant on a regular basis, and one of the great little waitresses, the great young ladies who waits on me, is just one of the best, but she said no problem. And after a long time, I finally said, "Let me help you out with something." She said, "What is it?" She knows I talk about business, and I said, "Would you please start replacing 'no problem' for 'yes, I'll be glad to do that' or 'you're welcome' or 'thank you' or whatever? Would you please do that?" And she looked at me. She said, really? I said, absolutely. I said, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to predict that your tips will go up if you start, if you never say no problem again. If you absolutely replace it with one of the positive comments. And she's a smart kid. She's a good, she's a smart cookie. She said, I'll try that. And you know what? She came back to me a week later and said, you were right. My tips have gone up. And she said, I've been telling my friends about it too.
Well, it just plain
so, so if her tips go up because she doesn't say no problem, how much is that going to go? How much is that going to affect your business, folks? If your people stop saying no problem, you and I was on a one man crusade. I guess now maybe we're on a two man crusade. But I'm gonna if before I die, if I can get rid of no problem, I will be happy.
Yeah, I've got two missions. Get rid of Ken and help you, and not a problem.
You know
why
what
do I look like I need
you know
help?
What I, you know what I say when they tell me, when they say, can I help you? My wife loves this when I do this. I say, oh, no, I'm just shoplifting. I do. I really do that.
Yes, indeed. I would guess that you probably do.
I'd love to see the faces when they do. But, folks, no problem is a big problem.
Yes, it is.
Don't do that.
We're talking about non-negotiables, you know.
Yep.
It's other things like must attempt to close the sale and must attempt to add on, and things like must greet a customer within a certain time frame, how the telephone is answered is another one of my
non-negotiable.
Keys. Non-negotiable. These are the things. This is the way my business is run, and don't.
And here's another thing. We never ask a customer to do something unless there's something in it for them. Which includes your technology. That's a non-negotiable. Don't make them, don't establish a policy that's good for you that's not good for your customers. In my opinion, that's a management non-negotiable. We got two more silver bullets with our good friend Brad Huskin after these messages. That's Kevin. He says we need to go out. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.